This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. And we're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. Of course, I always like to thank John and everybody here at the station for working to make the show happen. John, how are you?
Keeping busy.
It's getting to be that time of year, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Getting ready to put up the decorations.
Oh, good. Exactly.
But we wait till the weekend of Thanksgiving.
Exactly what we'll be talking about today, for sure. Good. And we always have with us our in-house lending specialist, Mr. Tom Coyne with Umpqua. Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Lance. Excited to be here.
Okay, good. I know it's been a busy time of year, and you're still cranking away over there.
Yeah, it's been busy. We are so close to hitting our goal. We just got to get a few more loans in the pipeline, and we should make it.
Absolutely. Well, that's a good time of year to be looking at that. I know we've been reviewing those with our team, and the market has been so incredible that right now we are surpassed our yearly goal.
That's
we're
amazing.
Setting new goals for next year, and it's just fun to see those closings inching towards a new number we've never seen before.
Well,
so
you're ahead of me then, because the stuff I get in now will close December, but if you're already ahead of your goal,
absolutely,
you're way ahead of me.
So we need to we'll kick you a couple more loans here and get a few more people in their home by Christmas. And I know we talked about that 3 or 4 weeks ago. We talked about that rush and how busy it would be, because right now is just about this next week is probably, if you're doing standard financing using or potentially using an FHA or a VA type mortgage, really this is our last week of contracts that will be closing before the end of the year.
Lance, you're right. You know, we got Thanksgiving coming up. And I'd say it, but the banking world kind of shuts down for a couple days there that week. And then, of course, you got Christmas coming up. And we talked about the TRID changes that we recently had. We're seeing that add about a week to transactions right now. So, yeah, I think people have about another week or so to be able to get in before the end of the year.
And, Tom, once again, I want to thank you for being on top of all of those TRID changes. We talked about those financing changes. We actually had, I'm not proud of this, but just as relatable news to talk about, we had our first delay because of the TRID changes.
Okay.
And of course, it was not with Tom Coyne. It was an out-of-state and out-of-town lender. And so everybody was ready to go. Everything was good to go. The disclosures with the new laws now that they sent out, there was a glitch in their system. That disclosure did not get recorded as sent out. So the customer did not have the 3-day right of rescission time period to look at that stuff. So we were delayed 3 days. We were actually supposed to close on that property yesterday, and we're not going to end up closing on it now until Wednesday.
You know, I talk to people and I say, hey, when that lender in Connecticut messes something up at the end, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, so it's kind of a long drive to go over there and have a chat with him about it.
They're going to do nothing about it. They're going to wait. But if I mess something up, my clients are going to be banging down my door. And so we just do our absolute best and I'll let that happen. We close our first trade transaction, Lance. This was a huge win for us. 31 days.
Yeah, fantastic.
You know, I was thrilled about it. I was shooting for 40 on our first one, but it went well. You know, it was the escrow company here locally. It was their first TRID transaction. We just closed our first construction loan under TRID. So we're cooking away. I mean, it's not perfect yet, and escrow companies are still adjusting. We're still adjusting, as is the rest of the country. But we'll get it, and it'll become the new norm, and we'll get used to it.
Sounds great, Tom. Well, thanks for that update there with a little bit that's going on. Before we jump into our topic today, we always like to talk about our crazy celebrity real estate story. And it was a tough choice for me. There were two great ones this week, but I wanted to get out of the way kind of in the wake of a strong Cubs season, a little Wrigleyville teardown real estate. And there is a house that was listed there. And I mean, this does not look like a house that is in fantastic shape, hence the name teardown. And they have listed a teardown next to Wrigley Field called for $9.8 million.
Wow.
Recently, the owners of the Cubs in the last year or two had bought, there was a parking lot, there was a McDonald's parking lot that came up for sale. McDonald's wasn't even in use anymore. They bought that for $20 million, just the parking lot.
They've renovated Wrigley Field, so they're...
Exactly. Look, McKay's on it. He's stealing my thunder for the article.
I was just thinking, like, how many people, like, want to tailgate there? Like, how many $50 tailgating parking passes you got to pay for that?
It is a lot. But what John was saying is exactly right. And what they've done is they've become more of an entertainment district around it with the renovations. And so there's a lot of people in the neighborhoods, new hotels, open-air plazas. So really, some of the people, this gal has lived in this house since the 70s.
Jackpot.
Exactly. So I'm sure there were some inconveniences of living there with traffic.
She's moving to the suburbs.
The noise and stuff. But if for a $9.8 million payout, it might be looking okay. And I'll give you a sneak peek of next week coming, the article that was entirely fascinating. Next week's featured home is, there is currently what's known as going to be the largest personal residence currently under construction in California. In fact, they came up with a new name. You know, we had mansions, we had McMansions. This is called the Giga Mansion. And we're talking 100,000 square feet. So more to come next week. Well, back to local real estate news. What's going on in the market? What kind of questions do our clients ask this time of year? And one of the questions we get a lot is, what type of holiday decorating should we or should we not do to have a successful showing, sale, and to present the property in the most popular light? And so one of the things that I always write down, first of all, is deck the halls, yes, but don't go overboard, okay? The Griswold theme from Christmas Vacation, as much as I absolutely love that movie, that type of decorating probably is not the appropriate amount for when we're listing and selling the house. So, of course, I always want to take that up a notch and say, okay, what type of decorating looks fantastic? What shows the house in a positive light and shows people what you can possibly do? And that's where we invite an expert in. We've had a couple guests lately on the show. I love getting some experts in to talk about these type of subjects and to talk about what's going on. And a trend that I think really we've seen in the Tri-Cities over the course of the last 8 or 9, 10 years. I don't remember it much before that. And that is professional Christmas light installations and decorations. So, former guest of the show, and he agreed to come back again. We did not scare him off. On the mic we have today with us, folks, Jason Klavansky with Sparkling Clean Windows. Jason, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back, Lance.
You betcha. Well, I know we get you in here usually about this time of year. I did it a little bit earlier this year because, honestly, the weather's been really good. And yep. Sometimes we miss the mark a little bit with our timing, and it takes a little while to get things scheduled. So, number one, talk to me a little bit about your business, because here we are doing, it's not Jason Klavansky Christmas tree installation, mm-hmm. It is Sparkling Clean Windows. Give me the history there a little bit about your company and how this came about.
Sure. Thanks, Lance. We're mainly a window cleaning company. We've been doing windows here in the Tri-Cities for the last 15 plus years, doing homes and businesses. And probably about 8 years ago, we started getting requests to do Christmas lights. We had the ladders, we had the relationship with the customers. And so they started saying, hey, come wintertime, do you mind installing our lights? And slowly but surely, that kind of all of a sudden, we were doing a few and then a dozen. And we realized realized there was a market for it. So about 7 years ago, we kind of took it more serious and started putting together package deals where people can, we sell them the professional lights at wholesale cost and then take care of the install, takedown, and storage and maintenance for the customer. Whether they do a purchase or a lease, we can do it either way. So if someone's selling a home and they don't want to purchase a bunch of lights, we can just do a lease option for them and get their home looking good with decor and garland and different things like that. So yeah, we're mainly window cleaning, but this time of year we're still doing lots and lots of windows, but we're also doing Christmas light installs. We're doing gutter cleaning. We're even still doing pressure washing with the weather being nice and some other services as well. So definitely a busy time for us with all the services that we offer.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and I think we can take a little bit of a step back here. We have a little bit of time to talk about window cleaning and really kind of how you and I met and started to get to know each other as we went into that. How long has Sparkling Clean Windows been here in the Tri-Cities? How did you get into window cleaning?
So in 2001, we got blown down from Canada. And
nice.
My wife dragged me down. She was from here. And we started the Sparkling Clean Windows in 2001. So it's been almost 15 years now this spring. Coming up, it'll be 15 years. And just started small. And over the years, have grown. We're still a small company, but we do lots of stuff. We do all the hospitals and have about 2,000 customers now. So it's been quite the journey, and grateful to be still alive and kicking and growing strong. So
when we look at the window cleaning side of things, what do you see? So for our listeners out there and our customers, what do you see as like the biggest mistake that people make with their windows? Like the, where you're just like, you know, it's almost just everyday occurrence for you, but you wish you could go back in time and tell people one or two things.
Well, probably one of the biggest things is a lot of people don't realize that windows do take maintenance. You can't. We just did a home the other day that is being listed for sale, and it's probably sat. I mean, the windows look like they hadn't been cleaned in 20 years. They're literally opaque with hard water stains.
Ouch.
And the Tri-Cities, because of the wind and the hard water from the irrigation, it creates quite a bit of problems. So that's one of the. That's by far the most common thing we see is just neglected windows. As far as people trying to clean them, being from Canada, I talk about hosers a lot, and so the people hosing off their windows, I call them hosers. So just taking
nice.
The hose and thinking,
I am a hoser.
Yeah. Tom, we're gonna have to
have a talk later, Tom.
Okay.
So we recommend if you're gonna hose off your house, be a hoser. Don't be a double hoser and make sure you clean the windows afterwards or call us, and because otherwise that water just sits on the windows and creates water stains. So that's one of the common problems. The big thing is people are just busy. They just don't have time. It's a busy world we live in, and getting out there to clean your windows on the weekend is not really what most people want to do. And if you have a bigger home where you need ladders and roof access, not having the right equipment makes it very difficult. So with all the new construction going on and new homes, it's definitely helped our business with all the growth in the Tri-Cities.
So. Well, I think what you say is interesting about not needing, not having the right equipment. And I think that equipment investment is sometimes shocking from a window cleaning perspective. And I remember the first time you came to our house to wash our windows, like, I see you getting some sort of machine out of the back and then hooking the hoses up to this machine. And I'm literally thinking to myself, I didn't hire him to clean the carpets. Like, I wasn't sure what you were doing, but what is that machine that you're hooking everything up to?
Sure. So one of the things we use to access high windows is we have what's called a pure water fed pole system. And what we do is we take the regular water from the water spigot and we purify it through a stage of filtrations all the way down to what's called deionization or DI. And what that does, it takes out all the minerals out of the water. So when we use that, we could actually scrub the window down with a pole and a brush, and we scrub all that dirt off, and then we rinse it with the pure water and it dries completely spotless. It's just like we squeegeed it. So it's just one of those tools and equipment in our arsenal that helps us to get a lot of those high windows. People see us cleaning Cadillac and some of these other bigger buildings that are up four or five stories, and we can still clean it from the ground safely with perfect results. And so we utilize that on homes as well that have higher access windows. And again, the investment for a homeowner to go get that and trying to use a pole and a squeegee from 20 or 30 feet away, well, we can use this pure water system from 50 feet away and still get perfect results. So it's definitely helped our business grow and definitely sets us apart from some of the competitors and from the average homeowner that isn't going to go spend several thousand dollars on a pole and a purification system.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, thanks for going down a little bit of a squirrel there, side note, and talking about those windows. But back to the Christmas decorations and the installations of those, what do you see as a general package? Like, what do most people have you out to bid? What's the popular type package that people do right now?
So the most popular is obviously the front fascia roof line.
Yep.
With the C9 bulbs. I know, John, you're a big fan of the big C9 bulbs, right? I remember from years prior.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Excellent. Yeah.
So that's by far the most popular. Everything nowadays is LED, light-emitting diode bulbs. They're safer, more energy efficient. You can run way more bulbs. You're not going to do the Griswold, pop the breaker and everything else.
Right.
So you can run several hundred bulbs in line off one outlet without an issue. So that's really all we even do anymore. We can still do incandescent, but the LEDs have now come down in price, and the colors match the old incandescent glass bulbs. So you can get the same look. And in the long run, they pay for themselves because of the energy savings. So
That's
very popular. Obviously, wreaths and garlands are popular. We can do stake lights. We have magnetic lights. So if you have a metal fascia or gutter, we do a lot of commercial buildings with the magnetic lights. So lots of different options. White's still very popular, but we can customize colors and do lots of different things. So
That's really awesome.
It's up to your imagination and your budget. So
okay, well, that is absolutely fantastic. Folks, that's Jason Klavansky. We've been hearing from with Sparkling Clean Windows talking about this time of year, their Christmas light and decorations installations. We're coming up on our first break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Christmas decorations and check in with Mr. Tom Coyne at Umpqua
right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been here talking about Christmas light installation, professional installation, some decorating tips. You know, a lot of times people ask, what should I do for the holidays? Should I, you know, just forget Christmas this year? Well, that's usually not the best advice. No. But we do want to temper it back a little bit. We want to be tasteful, not completely overboard like we talked about. We don't want to go Clark Griswold Christmas vacation.
Unless you're not selling your house, then go overboard.
Yeah, if you're not selling
your
house,
because I want to come see it.
None of this applies. And I will tell you, I mean, the kids and I, one of our favorite family traditions is we always take a night, you know, towards the middle to end of December, and we grab the hot chocolate at Starbucks and, you know, and the apple cider, and we jump in the car and spend 2 or 3 hours driving around looking at all of Jason Klavansky's amazing Christmas decoration installations.
I should post a list of all of our homes on Facebook.
That's not a bad idea to be on for the tour. So I know there's other families out there that like to do that.
Parade of lights? I don't know.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Absolutely. So I know what's going to happen because when we have a guest, we have an amazing show. I run out of time. So I'm going to switch it up a little bit. I'm going to get some new listings in here before we jump back into our topic. We have some great new inventory that we just put on this week. Real quick, pick number one, 9816 Buckingham Drive in Pasco. This is just kind of that quintessential 3-bedroom, 2-bath Rambler in West Pasco. 1,532 square feet, nice size, brand new carpet and paint throughout, super large living room, plus you've got RV and boat parking with the fully fenced backyard. That's coming in right at $200,000. So just a very, very nice, well-kept, updated Rambler. Pick number two, West Richland. This is 5610 Astoria Road. That's right off of Collins Ridge out there in West Richland. And the beauty of it is it sits up on top of Flat Top Hill up there. And so you have amazing panoramic views. You get Rattlesnake Mountain. You get the Blue Mountains. It is absolutely gorgeous. And this is also a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, but with a den, Rambler, almost 2,700 square foot Rambler, plus sitting on 2.35 acres out there. And that home is coming in at $395,000. So really, really nice view home. Pick number three, South Richland, 182 Bear Drive. This is a 4-bedroom, 3-bath Rambler. This is the week of the Ramblers that I got here. So amazing 2524 square feet, four bedroom, three bath Rambler in just very, very convenient South Richland location. New wood floors, new carpeting in the bedrooms, brand new tile in the master, plus a 22 by 13 bonus room. All that's coming in right at $300,000. So for your South Richland location with 2,700 square feet in a Rambler, very, very nice price at 182 Bear Drive. Well, we always like to check in. You potentially, if you want to purchase those homes, might need a little bit of money, and you might even need to borrow some of that money and get a loan on that. So we always check in with Tom Coyne at Umpqua. Tom, how are you?
Lance, I'm fantastic. You know, I got a loose tie into our subject here, but I always try to tie it some way. So we're talking about Christmas lights, and Jason Klavansky from Sparkling Clean Windows is here, and I wanted to try to, how do I tie that in with my loan? So one thing that just happened yesterday was a client came in to refinance, and we'll close their loan in December, and I did ask their permission if I could share their information. Not going to say any names, but they're going to skip their January 1st payment, which might help them on Christmas,
they
right?
They could use the extra money right? for their Christmas light decor. Okay, I like where you went with that.
So that's not really why I want to bring it up, that they're skipping a month's payment, but I want to talk about their savings. So rates are still very low. They've kind of inched up over the last couple weeks, but I'm thinking about those people who are out there and say, geez, I should refinance. I don't know how much I'm going to save. It's worth the call. So these clients, their previous loan, they had an interest rate of 4.75% on a 30-year loan. So not too bad.
Not too bad.
What we did is we looked at this and we priced it out on a 15-year loan. I can't quote you any rates or anything over the radio. But long story short, they're going to a 15-year loan. Their payment is going up by $90 a month, and they're going to save $119,000 in interest.
Wow. Okay, so that's the thing. And you know, I really commend you for coming on the show, because so many times we listen to advertising and people sell lower payments. But for you to come on real deal show here, I mean real life, and say, why don't we increase your monthly payment a little bit, mm-hmm. move you to a 15-year loan, and save you $120,000 in interest if you plan on staying in that house for a while?
I mean, it's the real math. Their previous loan was going to get paid off at 247 months. The new loan, 15 years, 180 months. So that's 67 months of saved payments. You multiply your payment by 67 months, there's your $119,000 in savings.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
So it's incredible. You know, and they're going to skip their January payment. Helps them out with Christmas. But really, the big savings is we're going to save nearly $120,000 for an average of, you know, I don't know what that comes to, $7,000-$8,000 a year. So it's an awesome time to look at refinancing. I don't know how long rates are going to stay down. To be honest with you, they're lower than what I expected them to be right now. They have been creeping up. Is this the start of them going up? Nobody really knows. It could go down, you know, next week. But what we do know is it's still very, very good. So I put down some bullet points. So pull out your mortgage statements. If you have an FHA loan at 4.25% or above, call. So very good chance that you're probably paying the old rate of mortgage insurance. The only way to get down to FHA's new rate of mortgage insurance is to refinance. So if you have an FHA loan, 4.25%, let's see if we can save money. Or a conventional loan at 4.5% or above, let's look and see if you could save. Or any type of loan if you're considering shortening the term.
Gotcha.
So all those scenarios are worth a 5-minute phone call to me. And some of the calls I'm going to say, hey, you know what? You're saving a little bit, but not enough to refinance. And some of them might be like this scenario right here where I say you're going to save $119,000. So it's worth a few minutes of your time. And especially if you're looking forward to retirement, like when is retirement coming up? How do I get my house paid off before I retire? Then I definitely urge you to take the time to do this. And lastly, I just want to throw this in. Lance, we touched on this briefly last week. I can't believe how many appointments I've had about construction loans. But we just announced recently that we're doing construction loans at 95% loan to value. I feel like I've had at least one or two appointments every day, multiple phone calls a day. Our construction loan, the best thing about it is our low fee structure. I think people in the Tri-Cities have just been so used to having to pay $10,000 on construction loans that it's just become accepted. And then you come and see us and you're paying half that or less. And it's a great tool for the clients. We're closing them in 30, 40 days. Very, very competitive rates, and we just make them easy. It's how loans should be done. So if you're thinking you might need a custom construction loan, or for the builders out there listening, give me a call. I'd love to talk to you about the program, and I'm excited to see what next year brings and continue to take over that market share.
Tom, that's awesome. Thanks for the update on the lending side there. So, folks, we've been talking about the potential of not falling off a ladder. If you don't want to put up your own Christmas lights, if you're not good on ladders and are a little concerned about the heights, you can talk to Jason Klavansky at Sparkling Clean Windows. But, Jason, one of the things that people are always wondering is just roughly, and we're not going to hold you to it, to the penny or an exact quote, but what does something like this cost if someone wants to do the eaves on the front of their house, make that look very professional, nicely done?
Sure. Well, I was going to say $119,000 will buy you a lot of lights. So if you call Tom, we can definitely get you decked out for one. It might look a little Griswoldish, but
okay, nice.
But if you don't want to spend $100,000 on Christmas lights, we can definitely tone it down a little bit. The average home, the way we do our system is the first year you purchase the lights through us.
Yes.
So we buy the whole lights and pass that savings on to you, and they're a professional commercial grade quality light. And so usually most homes, to do a couple hundred linear feet is about $500 in product purchase and the lights and the timers, and we custom fit it to your home. And then the install, takedown, and storage is the only ongoing cost. And again, an average 2,500 square foot home to do the front fascia, probably about another $500 in install, takedown, and storage. So the first year it gets to be a little pricey for some people. It's hard to do a job under $500 because that's only going to get you about 100 feet of lights by the time you pay for the install takedown. But to do a couple hundred feet of lights is around a grand. And that's kind of where that's kind of our wheelhouse. We do a lot of homes. We probably do 50 to 100 homes this year around that price range. Obviously, you can do more, you can do less. But if you're getting ready to sell your home, you know, it's a great bang for your buck to spend $500 to $1,000 to make your home look great. We can even dial it down and just do some garland or some wreaths. So we can definitely do less if you need to. But that's kind of gives you a ballpark idea.
Well, that's awesome, Jason. And you know, another thing too that I think that happens, and I heard this from somebody, great idea the other day, is, you know, sometimes your children get older and they get married and move on, and you don't really know what to get for them or get for that person that has everything. Well, I know a couple that last year, for two of their friends and people they knew, they actually got the roofing done, the Christmas lights. They bought it as a gift for their daughter and son-in-law. And I tell you what, they were so happy. I remember the son-in-law being like, this is the best gift I've ever got because I don't have to go up on the roof and do it. Yep. It looks incredible. And so they surprised him with that gift. So if you're really struggling with, gosh, what is the gift that I can get for the people that have it all? You know they would enjoy this. It really is something that all season gives them joy. And then I know the next year they even paid for the next year's installation. So yeah. So I think if you're struggling for that perfect gift to give somebody, I think a call to Jason would be a great way. And by the way, so we don't forget at the end of the show, how do they get a hold of you? Website, phone number, what's the best way for these Christmas light installations?
Yeah, thanks, Lance. No, the gift certificates or the gifts are a great way. We do a lot of those.
Oh,
so,
good.
Yeah, that's a great lead in. So our number is 509-586-5550. You can also reach us through our website, which is sparklingcleanwindows.net. And under our services, we even have a list there that talks about our Christmas lights and our window cleaning and all of our other services. So you can click on that. You can even get an instant quote for a lot of our services. The Christmas lights, unfortunately, we don't do instant quotes for since there's too much customization. But for all of our other services, you can get instant quote online, again, at sparklingcleanwindows.net.
Now, I'm kind of wondering, if you're going to buy a gift, though, for somebody, make sure you tell them that there's going to be someone on the roof when they get home from work,
yeah.
Putting up lights. Because I just imagine coming home with some guys on my roof.
Ironically, that happened this week. We were doing an install, and the neighbors didn't know what our guys were doing because our van was in an accident. So we were driving an Enterprise rental van, and they thought, you see these guys get out crawling on a roof. And so all of a sudden, the cops showed up,
and they thought we were
scoping the place. And we're like, no, we showed them our logos. We're sparkling clean. We're just doing the lights. We're not in our logoed vehicle because it's in the shop. So
that is absolutely a fantastic story. So, yeah, I did see.
I didn't even set that up.
Yeah, wow, that is incredible. Yeah. Yes, you might want to tell the folks that you are doing that for them. But, no, it makes a great gift. And of course, too, if you're driving, you can't write that number down, shoot me a message at kenmoreteam.com. We always respond quickly to those messages. If you miss the information, just shoot us a message at kenmoreteam.com. We'll get you over to Jason and his crew. And I know they do a fantastic job. They do a lot of work for us. And so I personally can say I've seen their work, and it's always incredible. So that's great. Now, is there some commercial locations that you're doing this year for people to check out?
You might notice a little bit more lights over near the Southridge area.
Okay.
We do a lot of homes and businesses over there, but Trios is one of our big clients.
Oh, fantastic.
We're also doing a lot of wineries this year. If you're heading out towards Patterson or Prosser, we're doing a few wineries down there, so you'll notice more lights. So, yeah, more and more commercial stuff. But, yeah, you'll notice some. If you see a green glow, it's not Hanford. it's over in Southridge, and that's the Trios. There are going to be a lot of green lights on Trios Southridge out there.
That's awesome. Well, I'm super excited to see it. Also, we thank you for taking the time out. I know you're right in that installation time right now. So thanks for taking the time out to come in and be on the radio. And Tom, thanks for the update there. And as always, we will be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.